transparency front, there's not too much this legislative cycle, but we are meeting with the governor and asking him to pass an executive order that compels state agencies to respond to any public records requests within 10 to 15 days. We have something on the books for a little bit longer time frame, but we really need some teeth because right now they can just ignore the request and keep delaying it. It's very important that people know what's going on with their government.
I want to ask you about tone. In recent years, the tone has not been good. The Democrats knew they could do whatever they want, and it didn't really matter what the Republicans wanted. Do you find that the Democrats are taking the Republicans a little more seriously?
I think they have to, and generally in the Senate, it is feeling that way. And the example that I kind of show as a good faith that I've seen is Senator Fabian Zante. He's the state Democratic representative that has the Las Vegas Strip here down south. He reached out to us about a week or two ago. He has a bill that he's bringing forward that's in the occupational licensing space and the freedom to work and operate a business space. And he came to us with a very open tone, open approach, saying, look, I have this great bill that I think is right up your alley that's letting people start their businesses and operate small businesses and simplifying the system. And I also want to learn a little bit more about how these regulations have negative effects on people. And it's that kind of gesturing that we are seeing more than we did in the past. And it's not just the willingness to speak, but it's the actual issues and substances that we're talking about, economic issues.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes about trust in government. I know at the national level, whether it be COVID or whether it be our open borders along our southern border with Mexico, East Palestine, the train derailment and clean water, clean air, people don't trust government. What do you sense? And again, you spend a lot of time in Carson. You spend a lot of time down here. And I'm just curious what you think about trust in government. And it seems to be at an all-time low. The Gallup polling shows us that. What do you think, just from people you talk to in your job with NPRI?
So it depends, like, what audience I'm speaking to in terms of why they say that they don't have trust in government. But I think generally, rightfully so, that people should have low trust in government. They have done nothing but mislead us or really hide the truth in many aspects and say that there's only one way to do things, particularly during the pandemic. So I think it's well earned that there's this lack of trust in government. That is a serious problem that we need to deal with. And this is what I try to tell people, particularly when we're talking about, let's say, like a voter ID law. It's something so simple that can just make sure we can restore faith in our elections, regardless if you believe it's something or not happening. It's something so fundamental just to make sure you know who is voting that can go a long way. But there's a certain partisanship that is just ingrained today in our politics that prevents people from just seeing why that would be a positive and restoring faith into our institutions. And everything now is getting politicized. Everything is about scoring points for your side. And it's very concerning. And the only way we're going to get out of it is if people talk to each other more. People have to also realize that, you know, not necessarily your show, Kevin, but there's a lot of people in the news media that kind of thrive off of selling bad news. But, you know, if you just get up, talk to your neighbor, talk to your friends, try to make it a point to talk to people that might have an opposite political viewpoint from yourself. I think you go a long way to finding that there is more in common among average day Americans than the actual political trivel that kind of happens during the campaign trail. And I know we're about to enter campaign season again, so it's about to pick up. That is one thing nice about the legislature is, in theory, and it doesn't always hold up, in theory, when you're under the dome, it should be less about that political campaign speeches. You're supposed to come together and find a solution for all Nevadans.
It It's going to be interesting to see how the American people respond. So many things going on, our southern borders, what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio, the Chinese spy balloon, all of this stuff. And our government, we're kind of at the mercy of our government, whether it be at the state level, the county level, the city level. We're at the mercy of government so many times. Thank you so much, as always, Marcos. Keep fighting that good fight, and we'll talk again next week.
Perfect. Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Marcos Lopez, the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. That's Nevada Policy Research Institute. They do such a good job. And this hour, of course, brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paulinos, and all the good folks who support NPRI. Really appreciate everything they do. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not too bad on the freeways right now. There is an exception, though. We do see some reduced speeds on Interstate 15, both directions, northbound at Sunset past the stadium and southbound Spring Mountain through that construction zone. Right there. Also, look out for crashes eastbound Sahara. That's at State Street, southbound Eastern at Warm Springs. A couple of injury accidents as well. Northbound Jones, that's at Lake Mead. Gillespie at Cactus. And do watch for delays on Charleston Boulevard. That's both directions between Pecos and Lamb. That project continues through August, and so does the road work on Interstate 15 north of Frank Sinatra Drive.
In the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Sears with the KMZQ Sport Flash. Las Vegas Golden Knights will try and build on a three-game winning streak. They host the San Jose Sharks tonight. They've outscored their opponents 17-4 in their last three victories since returning from the break, including a 7-2 blowout of Anaheim on Sunday. They scored a franchise-record 5 goals in the third period. As the Kansas City Chiefs celebrated their Super Bowl victory, the Oakland Raiders are deciding what they're going to do with the 7th pick. Some experts are saying in a mock draft that quarterback Will Levis of Kentucky will be the pick. Ron James had 21 points in his first game since becoming the NBA's career scoring leader. Anthony Davis had 28 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists as the LA Lakers defeated the New Orleans Pelicans at home 120-102 last night. D'Angelo Russell, in his home debut for the Lakers, had 21 points and 7 assists. Lakers just won for the second time in 6 games. For lightning fast updates as news happens, download the Score app. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Zeers with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio. Done right.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed and a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money. So forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Earlier in the show, we brought you the comments of the President of the United States. He went to Maryland yesterday to brag about new economic numbers that apparently make the administration look like it's fully functioning. I had a chance to visit with somebody who's on the firing line, who is at ground zero of our economy. He is the president and owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. It's the company that manages the Payman's Mediterranean Cafe restaurants around the area. And one of the things I asked Jeff Ecker, who is the president of that fine organization, is what's going on with you folks at Payman's?
Well, for Payman's, it's a pretty exciting time, actually. We opened the Payman's Express at the Eastern location where the Fresh Kitchen is. And so, you know, we have two concepts under one roof now. So for those folks that want to eat healthy quickly, that concept has been here since September. And another tidbit of information is that on the Eastern Avenue location, we actually have deleted the hookahs. So pretty ironic, right, that, you know, we started the hookah lounge concept, the whole concept of the hookah inside the lounges, and we actually are taking them out. We've basically found that the people toward Henderson, just they're just a different, you know, clientele, and they're not so much into, you know, the hookah smoking, and they're a little bit more into, you know, dining.
Fine dining, yeah.
So we made that switch about a week ago, and it's actually doing really well, a lot better than we expected so soon. So hopefully that continues.
I want to ask you, because the president yesterday was out in Maryland saying how wonderful the economy is. But I know from my friends in the restaurant business, in the service industry, that it's not as good as a lot of people believe it is. To an industry where the profit margin is 1%, 2%, maybe 3%, sometimes 4%. What is it like out there right now?
Overall, yeah, I mean, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's pretty dire for the restaurant industry because of the, you know, mostly because of the lack of, you know, employment pool. So, again, you know, where typically, you know, let's say a particular wage was $15 an hour, that wage has gone up to 22 or 23. And, you know, the problem is that when you're short staffed, you know, you have to decide. You either go short staffed and, you know, risk giving bad service and products, or you ask employees to work overtime. And then, you know, that $23 pretty much turns into 35, 30, you know, 36, whatever. So during this time, I think the restaurant industry is still a bit underwater because of that. And so I think a lot of operators are operating at a loss.
And they can't do that forever, can they?
No, and that's kind of been the hope, is that this inflationary period would kind of go away sooner than later, and so some of these owners can start paying back the loans that they've taken out to stay alive. But it's really been tough. I mean, the inflation is not really slowed down. The interest rate hikes haven't done much to slow it down, at least in our industry. I mean, I know it has, you know, in the real estate industry and some other industries, but hasn't done much for our industry. And, you know, again, you can't keep raising prices. You know, at the end of the day, people can go to the grocery store and cook at home. And so, you know, eating out is not usually a necessity. It's more of a luxury. So we're kind of caught in between in the restaurant industry.
Again, joining us, Jeff Ecker, the president and owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. I want to ask you, there was a report in the last couple of days that the SBA is at least looking at the prospect of not collecting those PPP loans, not recovering any money for those with a loan of $100,000 or less. Have you heard of that yet? And is that something that might help the restaurant industry?
I actually have not heard that, but I really think that that's where that's the kind of a conundrum. Free money is never good in an inflationary period. However, collapsing businesses is worse, because when these owners default and they go out of business, their credit is pretty much ruined. They're not big businesses, you know. So, you know, I think there was a stat where small businesses account for 98% of the GDP. That's pretty staggering when you think about it. And, you know, when those businesses go down, these owners can't get back into business with bad credit. So not only do they lose everything they've invested and all the collateral that they've put behind the loan, but they have a difficult time getting back into business. And that's never a good situation. So if you're going to give money to somebody, it should be into the businesses, because the businesses put it back into the community. You know, they're able to keep the business going.
Tell me where these workers, these would-be workers, are hiding. They obviously, in the height of the pandemic, they were being paid to stay home, essentially. But eventually that money runs out. And my question is, where are these people? Why aren't they coming back to work?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of them, I mean, if you look at the national debt, right, not the national debt, but the credit card debt, is at an all-time high. You have people that have gotten used to basically not working or working at home. A lot of people are, you know, living with their parents. I mean, by having an extended lockdown like we had in Nevada, it did irreparable damage. You know, Governor Sisolak really did a number on us by, by extending the unemployment from, 26 weeks to up to a year and a half at a time when businesses were collapsing because they couldn't find people. And a lot of those people now may have left town too, with all of the people moving in from the outer West Coast to get away from all of the madness. They're coming here, and of course that drives up the cost of homes and rent. And so I imagine a lot of people have just kind of disappeared and gone to other places, and that's not really good for Nevada.
Is it getting any better today as we look at it in February of 2023?
No, it's not. What's happening is, overall productivity levels are at a new low also. So when the productivity levels are low, that's inflationary. Because you're producing less than expected. And when you have less product out there, the demand is higher than the supply and the prices rise. So, and the work ethic has really suffered since the onset of the pandemic. And, and the thing is that, they kept touting, Sisolak's office kept touting, follow the science. Well, we know now from 12 esteemed universities that a study was just done that basically said that the masks did virtually nothing. And I think a lot of people knew that and said that in the beginning. And those chants were ignored. And, Nevada had more business closures, per capita than any other state.
There you have it. Jeff Ecker, the president and owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. His company manages Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, and I absolutely love the place. Both locations are phenomenal. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, I was there last week and had a great time on Sunday morning. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about right now? I want to talk about the best deal possible right now. I got one 1500 Bighorn Eco Diesel available at $16,500 off. Again, $16,500 off. Best towing, best fuel economy, and the best deal possible. $16,500 off. That's 16,500 buckaroos off. Come see me in the corner of Sahara and Decatur at 5050 West Sahara. You know who this is. Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Hi, this is Wayne on the Route for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've been talking a lot about confidence in government today. Tulsi Gabbard was on with Jesse Waters last night. I don't know if you saw this on Fox, that the Biden administration has been MIA in East Palestine. Listen to this.
Let's bring in Tulsi Gabbard, former presidential candidate and congresswoman. She's also a Fox News contributor. You know, it's not that hard to forget about these people. They're on TV a lot on the top-rated channel in the news country, Tulsi. Where is Biden? Where is Mayor Pete? Let's stop forgetting about the people you claim to want to not forget about.
Exactly, Jesse. It's no wonder that these people don't trust these our leaders. These people are in positions of great power and leadership to do exactly what these people need them to do, to show up, to be there, to provide them with exactly what they need during this massive catastrophe. But guess what? They're not there. And they're not paying attention to them because they don't care. They see themselves as masters. They see the rest of us as adversaries and subjects. The American people are basically an afterthought. They're very happy to take our taxpayer dollars, very happy to spend them as they please, spend trillions on military adventures around the world, leaving people like those in Palestine, Ohio, those in Jackson, Mississippi, who don't have access to clean drinking water, leaving my fellow veterans to struggle and beg and plead for pennies just to help address those struggles and those who are suffering. I deployed with a lot of folks who lived every single day under a huge plume of smoke that came from toxic burn pits. There are so many veterans right now who are in the post 9/11 generation who are suffering from rare cancers and diseases that the VA and the DOD still today refuse to recognize and provide them care for. So you've pointed out so many examples of how we, the American people, have been lied to, have been said, hey, just trust us. This is fine. Everything's going to be okay. And yet more and more people are suffering, begging for help, and still those in power showing they really don't care. They care more about themselves and their own power than they do about caring for the American people.
Yeah, President Biden claimed his son died from a burn pit in Iraq. I mean, there's a burn pit in Ohio, basically, and the guy's MIA. I'm getting this report here. So the EPA, it's looking like, didn't really even do any of the tests on the water. The rail company that caused the spillage hired some in-house shop, some firm, to do all the testing. And it's the same type of firm that BP hires to say, oh, yeah, the Gulf of Mexico's totally fine after BP dumped a bazillion gallons of oil into it. That's the kind of place. It's exactly the same shop. And, Tulsi, exactly. It's like a John Grisham novel. They're handing out pieces of paper. Hey, before we come in to test your water to see if it's clean, sign this piece of paper so you won't sue us. And this is scandal right here. What do the Republicans need to just drop everything they're doing with these hearings and focus on this?
Yes, they should. The people there in Palestine deserve it. The American people deserve it. The conflict of interest there that you're pointing out, that the company that's responsible for this disaster is legally liable for this disaster, has now been the one that supposedly charged with saying, hey, trust us, your water's okay, your air's okay, go back to school, go back to work. Give me a break. How is this not in their best financial interest, leaving the health, both short and long-term impacts of these people on the line?
And then Tulsi, they bail on the town hall. They bail at the last second. They say, you know, I'm not going to show up.
Yeah, that right there just shows exactly who they care about. They don't care about the people there in Palestine. They don't care about the people who are being potentially put at risk by the fact that the Ohio River has been found to be contaminated with this stuff. We're talking a lot about the air. But the fact that their water has been found to be contaminated, they've tested it, the toxins are there, but they're saying, don't worry about it. It's a big river.
Yeah, that's the excuse they use. Unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bentley Chevrolet is to Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! 670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4266. 5 NMLS number 64367.